I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Friday, July 22. Coming up, government to source equipment for farmers, Jamaica and Trinidad sign joint communique, and Dr. Keith Rowley addresses 22nd session of International Seabed Authority General Assembly. The details after this message. Savlamar residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 23, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mannings High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 23, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mannings High School in Savannah Lamar. Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness signed a joint communique with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart, Dr. Keith Rowley, on Thursday, detailing the result of bilateral discussions between the two leaders. The communique outlined the issues discussed during Dr. Rowley's official visit to Jamaica, July 17 to 21, with the view of strengthening political dialogue and renewing bilateral cooperation. Mr. Holness says critical issues pertaining to the proper functioning of the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, the CSME, were addressed and perspectives relating to its implementation shared. Both prime ministers also acknowledged the need for improvements in trade relations, including the removal of impediments to the free movement of goods and services between the countries.
As leaders, we agreed to work towards a better and more stable environment for businesses to thrive, to increase investment flows between our countries, and to develop mechanisms to facilitate closer trade cooperation and the resolution of trade issues.
Mr. Holness was addressing a press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister Thursday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley, has expressed thanks to the Jamaican government and the business community for the warm reception extended to him and his delegation during his visit. Dr. Rowley says he appreciated the opportunity to meet with several sectors of the society.
I think it would be good news to report that Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica have agreed to work together and to provide the kind of leadership that the population of the region expect of Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica as we seek to convert our vision and our dream of CARICOM into realities for the people who live within our borders.
During the visit, Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Dr. Rowley explored mutual initiatives to strengthen cooperation in the areas of energy, tourism, air and sea transportation, and technical and cultural exchanges, including cooperation in sport, film, fashion, and the creative industries. Dr. Rowley and his wife Sharon departed the island on July 21. The government is seeking to forge a partnership with local entity Caribbean Cable Company to source tools and equipment for small farmers as part of efforts to further advance the agricultural sector. Minister without portfolio in the Agriculture Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says harrows, plows, and rotavators, which are used to prepare land for cultivation, are among the implements being sought.
We're sure that somewhere along the line we'll have some mutual agreement, and we are looking to see if we can broker a good partnership with you as we move forward to make sure agriculture is a forerunner in driving the economy of this country.
Mr. Hutchinson was addressing a follow-up meeting with Caribbean Cable Company representatives at the entity's offices in Old Harbour St. Catherine recently. He adds that the ministry is interested in acquiring machines to process fruits and vegetables for incorporation in the National School Feeding Program, particularly at the early childhood and primary levels. And Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley, has pledged to continue working with the International Seabed Authority, the ISA. Dr. Rowley says such commitment is not just based on treaty obligations, but also due to Trinidad and Tobago's historical contribution to the 1982 United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. He's also lauding Jamaica's efforts as the host country for the headquarters of the ISA.
Trinidad and Tobago is very satisfied that the government of Jamaica is providing an enabling environment for the proper conduct of the activities of the only major international organization to be located in Latin America and the Caribbean. We also underscore the tremendous financial and other costs associated with its role as host country, despite a very difficult global economic environment.
Dr. Rowley was addressing the 22nd session of the ISA at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston Thursday. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.